Washington State is refusing to allow its aquatic lands to be used for a major coal export terminal along the Columbia River. Millennium Bulk Terminals proposed building a terminal in Longview, Washington that would export coal from Montana, Wyoming, and other states to Asia. But Washington Public Lands Commissioner Peter Goldmark announced yesterday that he has rejected that request to sublease the state's aquatic lands for the project. Northern Plains Resource Council is a conservation and family agriculture group based in Billings, Montana, that formed in the 70s over the issue of coal strip mining.
We are strong advocates of clean, renewable, sustainable energy.
That's Beth Kading of Bozeman. She's a former chairperson for the organization. She says this decision appears to be in response to the long record of public opposition. Kading says dramatic increases in coal train traffic through Wyoming and Montana communities would mean increased air pollution, more blocked railroad crossings, and a heightened risk for derailments, in addition to lower property values along the railroad tracks.
We think we need to work harder at those forms of energy in order to not have all the environmental and social impacts that carbon fossil fuel like coal has.
The denial of state land sublease is a critical blow to the proposed coal port at Longview, which would mean 16 additional mile and a half long coal trains per day rolling through Montana and Wyoming on their way to the coast. So Kading calls this a major win for communities along the rail line, from Montana and Wyoming all the way to Washington's coast. I'm Bree Ripley, Yellowstone Public Radio.